A film series called Real Faith and Sexuality begins tonight at Kalamazoo College. It's co-sponsored by the Faith Alliance of the Kalamazoo Gay Lesbian Resource Center. WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports.
The Faith Alliance is a group of religious leaders who seek full inclusion for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender persons in public and religious life. Ken Arthur is with the Phoenix Community Church in Kalamazoo and is a member of the Faith Alliance. He says some churches do not accept members of the GLBT community.
The church, especially the Christian church that we see in the media a lot of the times, is not a very welcoming and open picture. And I think a lot of people in the GLBT community struggle with the church and whether they're going to be accepted. You know, they feel rejected oftentimes by the church. Mm-hmm. So I think it is important for us to stand up and say it doesn't matter. God loves all of us.
This is the second year for the Real Faith and Sexuality film series in Kalamazoo. Arthur says he believes it's time to talk about this issue.
Just generate discussion around the intersection of faith and sexuality and how those two things play together in our lives. And also to let the community and the world know that there are certainly people of faith that welcome GLBT, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people.
The Real Faith and Sexuality film series features four movies. It begins tonight at 7 with a screening of a film called Yossi and Jagger.
Yeah, it's basically a love story between two Israeli soldiers.
In one small Israeli outpost. Things aren't always what they seem to be.
We have a mix of documentaries and dramas. We have two dramas and two documentaries. This one's a drama. And also from kind of different faith perspectives. So this one takes place in Israel, so it's kind of a Jewish perspective. And then actually both of our documentaries are from a Christian perspective. And then our other drama called Fire is kind of a Hindu-Islam. I think it has a mix of both of those from what I understand.
Ruth Mordyke is the pastor at Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Kalamazoo and a member of the Faith Alliance. She says last year's film series got a lot of positive feedback from the community. About 70 people came to see each film. But Mordyke realizes that some community members might not feel comfortable with the issues of faith and sexuality.
If somebody is worried about fitting in, I think that's an especially good reason for them to come, because that would give them a sense of how people that aren't allowed to fit in feel.
Mordyke says films that allow us to learn about lifestyles we're not familiar with make good learning experiences.
People who are GLBT, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, or friendly or allies to that group of folks in our culture are always having to stretch their envelopes to accommodate other people's realities. And I really think that if somebody wants to come to a film and let their realities be stretched a little bit, try to accommodate their understandings mm-hmm. to a population they might be unfamiliar with or uncomfortable with. And that's a good thing, and that's one of the things that we have to do just in our culture in general.
Yossi and Jagger. Love should never be a secret.
Yossi and Jagger is being shown tonight at 7 in the Fine Arts Building at Kalamazoo College. Admission is free for all four films in the series. Each screening will be followed by a panel and audience discussion. You can find details at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.